This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we did here in this studio on Monday is so important that it needs to be seen. We're going to play this report again. It's Greg Reese filing a report on Mike Adams sitting right here at this desk with the quote-unquote blood clots, really not sure what it is, actually. It's never been seen before in medical history. What's being removed from vaccinated individuals' bodies? You need to take this report and share it. You need to take Mike Adams' live report and share it from Monday. But here's Greg Reese, boil down of what we witnessed.
The evidence of vaccine death and injuries is overwhelming to anyone capable of seeing past the mainstream media's hypnotic lies. The numbers tell us that the vaccines have already caused a 20% increase in deaths.
Now we have a run rate of about 20% excess mortality. That's confirmed by the CDC numbers, the funeral home numbers, and the insurance company numbers. And then somebody did an independent study I saw recently suggesting 20% is the number. So we're running at 20% excess deaths.
And a 10% increase in disabilities.
This is a stunning number. You're telling me that things have been flat for 5 years at 29 million, and all of a sudden now the data, they get 3 million people are disabled out of nowhere?
And now we are beginning to understand that this is just the beginning. Things are going to get much, much worse. Many of us have already seen the mysterious objects found in the vials of COVID vaccines by two separate independent groups using electron microscopy. We are also familiar with the rising number of strokes, heart attacks, and other side effects experienced worldwide after the biggest experimental vaccination in history. And now we are getting a first glimpse of what is causing all this. Something in the COVID vaccines seems to be growing within the recipient's vascular system. Anomalous objects are being discovered in the dead bodies of the vaccinated by embalmers and coroners. Horrific things being grown inside the veins and arteries. These are not blood clots, and they appear to be some sort of organic material with small crystals and extremely thin wires made up of what looks like reptilian scales. This internal blockage growing within the vaccinated would certainly explain all of the deadly side effects we are seeing today. What the mainstream media is currently spinning as sudden adult death syndrome. We do not know what these things are, but they are being found by embalmers and coroners everywhere. Except, pretty much all of them are too afraid to speak out, or they don't care. Only one has shown the courage to speak out so far, and this is the real tragedy. For those who remain silent, things will not get better. The FDA is poised to authorize these deadly vaccines to children as young as 6 months old, and humanity does nothing.
Today, we want to provide an update on a topic that I know many parents and grandparents are focused on: the potential for the first COVID-19 vaccines for kids under 5. We have waited a long time for this moment.
Well, guys, here's some good news. The Biden administration has finally announced a vaccine rollout plan for children under 5, and they've ordered 10 million doses. That's great. Right now, kids are like, oh my gosh, we can finally meet up for drinks. Yep, as we speak, everyone in the lollipop industry is like, we're buying a yacht. Here we go. You get a lollipop. You get one. It's very exciting to hear a four-year-old scream, Facebook told me Bill Gates controls the vaccines.
Why should we deserve anything other than pain and suffering if we do nothing to protect our own children? Once those afraid of speaking out begin seeing their coroner tables filled with dead children, it will be too late. But it's not too late now. If you are an embalmer, a coroner, or a funeral director, and you are seeing these things, there is still time to save the lives of our innocent children. You can start now by contacting Dr. Jane Ruby at ProtonMail.com. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
The Heights Public Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Story Time.
My name is Blackberry. I'm a bearded drag queen. That means I'm a lady with lots of facial hair.
I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Story Time.
Drag Queen Story Time.
And we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witnessed parents taking their children as young as two inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be groomed.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
I mean, the hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
Turn around. And shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Do you want to touch my hair?
No.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
Yes.
They were all accepting. They all were happy about it and excited and giving me hugs and everything.
Yeah, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment.
Most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Yeah, start them young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can do drag. Everyone can do drag.
Everyone can do children.
I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago.
Just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its Drag Queen Story Hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch. Desmond is the world's youngest club kid, and we challenge you as the people out there to find a younger club kid. Will they find one? No.
Please welcome Desmond Naples, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing.
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
No? Okay.
Drag should be an all ages thing, and some people consider it provocative. It's not inappropriate.
I'm all about education.
And everywhere else, it's called pedophilia. But when it's done institutionally, And they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children. Pull up tranny time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times like it's wonderful. And it's the biggest scary looking group of weirdo pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastards running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
So, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, drag queen story time has been going on for years now, but they've really kind of just dropped the story time from it, and now it's just dance time, strip time, touch time for kids with all of these perverts running around. It's totally inappropriate. It should be illegal if it's not already. And concerned parents all across the country are realizing that this is going on in the schools, in the libraries, even in the churches sometimes. And so Rob Dew is with me in studio. He's got a couple of kids. He's concerned about this going on. And you were investigating a recent situation where there was a drag queen where parents showed up and actually forced the drag queen out of, I guess it was a local library at the time. So talk about that story that you're going to be covering today. And then more importantly, though, just as a parent that has multiple kids in school right now, just how you're trying to make sure and monitor that your kids are not getting this propaganda when they go to school every day.
Exactly. And I'm going to show you how they say we have an agenda. They admit it. They have an agenda. And then I'm going to show you examples of what the agenda is, which is what we saw in that video, which is grown men laying down and having kids crawl on them. And it's going to get worse, obviously. But what caught my eye was the original headlines I saw. Proud Boys members under hate crime investigation after shouting slurs at drag queen story hour. That's from The Hill, so you can see that one there. And then The Washington Post, Proud Boys disrupt drag queen reading event prompting hate crime probe. And I've got some news articles going with that, some news packages that I put, just a couple pieces I put together so people could see. But it's interesting, you go to the local CBS Bay Area, and it says a group of men likely associated with the Proud Boys. So here in national media, they're being called Proud Boys, but in the local media, a group of men likely associated with. So we don't even know if they're really Proud Boys.
And of course, we've seen this trend before. Oh, they are the Proud Boys. Oh, they're associated with the Proud Boys. Oh, they have nothing to do with the Proud Boys.
Exactly.
So who knows what the truth is? But when this story first broke, I remember seeing that. That's what was published everywhere was everywhere. Proud Boys, Proud Boys, Proud Boys.
And you never saw video with audio. You just saw the guy making the OK symbol. And, well, that's all we need to see.
Yeah.
They're white supremacist Proud
Boys. And it's all about the demonization that's already happened with the Proud Boys. And then furthering that demonization now, whether this guy was involved with them or not, I guess we still don't know. Maybe you do know with your further investigations. But what's interesting to me is like, so Proud Boys are the problem here, not the pervert showing up to touch children.
Right.
Got it.
Right. And they had very much due cause to go after this specific drag queen performer that was at this specific library. They went in there and they had video proof that they even showed the librarian of what this drag queen does in her spare time and what she says on video. And we're going to get to that. But first, I want to show you the propaganda. We're going to go to the news packages 1A first. I'm going to show you how it was being shown to everybody in the world. Because then I found, after I watched these, then I saw the raw video from the men's perspective walking into the drag queen story.
Like they had a point of view shot.
It's their cameras and they're talking. Completely different than what is being shown to you in these. And then there's some associations they try to make in some of these news packages. I put two of them together and let's roll the news packages clip.
Investigators say the men shouted homophobic slurs at a drag queen who was trying to read to kids. Our Dahl Lynn talked to that drag queen.
This time, it felt very close to violence.
Did you guys call the cops?
Drag queen Panna Dulce says these are some of the 8 to 10 men who walked into San Lorenzo Public Library Saturday afternoon to stop the book reading event.
It was extremely loud. There was a cacophony of voices just yelling over one another, taunting me, calling me a groomer, a pedophile, a tranny, an it, asking, like interrogating the parents, why are you bringing your kids to this?
Sounds accurate.
I didn't feel safe because one of them was wearing a shirt with an AK-47 on it, and it said, kill your local pedophile.
Panda Dulce eventually
didn't like that,
back room to avoid direct confrontation.
Yeah. Took that personally.
De-escalate the situation.
Fear, confusion, alarm.
Library staff say the men wouldn't leave, and the rhetoric was escalating, so they called the sheriff's office immediately.
We removed the performer from the room.
There's the library. Nice face mask. He comes back in later.
Then we invited the parents to exit the room as well.
But even after going through all of that, both the performer and the staff felt very strong about continuing with their reading event, so they ended up covering up all of the open windows with anything they could find just to help the families feel more comfortable.
Oh, they don't want anyone seeing what they're doing. Reminds me of the 2020 elections.
As well as an investigation into the annoying and harassing of children. Deputies want to assure the community that as people celebrate Pride Month, deputies will be swift in their response to any threats toward this community. Same night of the Drag Queen Story Hour event, a truck full of masked men believed to be part of a white nationalist group was arrested near an Idaho Pride in the Park event. They are charged with conspiring to riot.
And by the way, that was a law enforcement FBI infiltrated deal.
Well, and I don't know if I printed the pictures. If you can go back to one of the stills of the Patriot Front guys. Actually, I put the Patriot Front photos in there, and you guys can pull them up. Notice how they look. All their faces are...
Well, I'll tell you what. We got to go to a break now.
It's crazy.
I got some news on that Patriot Front as well. Yeah. And let's respond to the news report that we just saw. We'll be right back.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Saying drag is what America is all about. She went on some drag queen show. Drag is what America is all about. Is she saying the founding fathers were drag queens? Is that what she's saying? I'm not really sure. She didn't explain. Drag is what America is all about? What, drag racing?
I think she's confusing the powdered wigs with dressing up in makeup and performing vaudeville tunes.
Drag is what America is all about, says Nancy Pelosi, who's been in office for 700 years. Wow. That tells you where their head is at. And it's not a good place. But, you know, I'm sitting here in the Twilight Zone with Rob Dew, who's a concerned parent, who's looking at all this drag queen story time, which is targeting the children. And it's just like, how does somebody with a straight face do a news report on that and say that it's the men harassing children when it's a grown man dressed like a woman who's the one there indoctrinating and harassing children to anybody else's rationally thinking point of view? I mean, I'm just in total Twilight Zone land here. Why does this guy want to perform so badly in front of children? I guess that would be my question. Why are you so desperate to perform in front of children?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually, because we see some of these guys have been convicted sex offenders that are in Houston. They found two of them, at least. And I don't think they do background checks on these people.
There's two of them here in Austin.
They go, yeah. They go, you want to be you're a drag performer? Oh, come on in. Touch the kids. Have fun. Bring them in here. And it's really disgusting. And so just so everybody knows, you can go find Local Heroes, Drive Vile, Drag Queen from Library Story Hour, raw video, on band.video. It's been put up there so people can go watch everything of what we're playing clips of. But I just want to go back to one thing. They try to associate these people with Proud Boys, even though there may have been one guy wearing possibly a Proud Boy hat. We don't even know. But here's the thing. The reason they want to call them Proud Boys is, here's an NPR article from 2021, Proud Boys named terrorist entity in Canada. So they're trying to say, if you're a Proud Boy, you're a domestic terrorist, and anything you do is wrong, and we can go at you full force. So they want to use the full force of the law against anybody they call a Proud Boy.
Yeah, anybody against the corporate government regime is now a domestic terrorist.
Exactly. And so they don't like that. But then we saw these Patriot Front guys. I looked at most of these guys who were in the library. Most of them didn't have, I think maybe one or two had masks on. You look at the Patriot Front guys that were arrested, which is why I wanted to bring those pictures up again, is they all have their masks on still. Do you see any of them unmasked right there? All the cops have their, they don't have any masks on. They have all have masks on, and they're being left on after they've been detained. And I think that's a very weird and very telling sign of they don't want these people to be known. They don't want photos of these people coming out. They don't want any information. They just want these people to be there for a photo op.
Well, I've got some news on that, and I don't want to get into it now because I know we want to continue covering the drag stuff. But let's just say we'll come back on that story later, maybe even with Rob doing studio, because I've got some news on that, folks. I haven't been covering this intentionally because I've known that there was going to be a crack in that story.
Oh,
it's going to kind of open up to what the truth is. I think we finally have it today. But getting back to the pervert drag.
Well, and we're going to go back to the raw footage that the young men who went in there to stop this event shot themselves. It's from their point of view. I found the full thing. You can find it on BAM. But here's this Local Heroes clip one, because I think these guys are heroes for stopping this, especially when you see, I'm going to show you in video two, and I got to warn the parents, you want to turn your kids away from what you're going to see in this next second video, but we'll play the first one first. Here.
Yeah, in other words, if you wouldn't take your kid to drag queen story time, don't let him see this.
Yeah, there you go.
Who brought the pedophile?
Okay, first of all, you have to wear a mask.
No, thank you. Who brought the pedophile?
It's not.
You want to
know. No, the drag queen is wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually exempt. Thank you, though. Who brought the pedophile? I just want to know.
Storytime is actually for children.
It's for, well, then why is a pedophile here?
So if you guys could please...
Why did you... No, no, no. We want to know why there's a pedophile here.
We saw videos of what that thing does.
Yeah.
They mentioned the videos.
Hey, it's got videos of what it wants to do to little children.
Yeah.
You are...
Why don't you have videos on YouTube of what it wants to do to...
Hey, notice the symbology on the top left there on that slide? The little spiral. Yeah, the little pedophile spiral.
Why would you bring children to a pedophile?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's not vulgar
language. Hey, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why would you want to bring children to this? Why would you want to expose your children to this? Just to prove how old you are, a pedophile?
This is the only thing I want to know about bringing children to.
What's the name of the book? Name of the book? That's book number one.
Pedophile, to prove how tolerant you are.
This is disgusting.
And there's the haunter right there.
This is
library.
That thing has videos.
No, 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 what is it?
I'll show you.
We have rights
to
hear. Look, we got a pedophile here. We're in Giants. Oh, man, I'll never support the Giants again. This is sick.
Videos talking about
you guys are sick. What if they brought kids here? What is wrong with you people?
Hey, guys.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Tell me, what is wrong with you?
A very fit security guard moving in. Yeah, she's healthy.
This is sick. This is
oh, there's the other one.
Fit
parents. Yeah.
You guys should be sick. Oh, there's a pedophile here with children.
There's a trend going on.
This is disgusting. What the hell is wrong with you people? These poor children. What is wrong with you sick people? Get out of here, you pedophile. Get out of here. You're not safe here. Get out of here.
Yeah. So I didn't see any harassment of children going on right there. No. Well, I'm sure there was before the guys disrupted the pedophile pervert.
These poor children. These poor children. How dare you guys?
So that's just part of they drive the pedophile from the story hour, which to me is a heroic act. And there's the security guard performing with the drag queen.
And so, but notice, everything they do has a sexual angle to it, okay? So the drag queen is dressed up like a baseball cheerleader.
Yeah.
Like, you notice that? That's like this weird fetish, this weird fantasy of, oh, I'm a baseball cheerleader. And I mean, I'll stop it right there.
Let's get to this.
But
next
you know what step. She's thinking. She's wanting to play with bats and balls. Okay.
Tell your kids.
Or rather, he.
Turn away right now because we go. I do show in this one clip, a clip of what this drag queen performer puts out on video. Here it is.
You godless whores! You guys are sick.
It's not okay.
You're not starting it again. This is over. This is over. It's
there's
over
a librarian
forever.
Right there.
No more, sick pedophiles here. No, you are sick.
That video, I can show you away from the children.
You are sick.
To see, we're talking about doing sexual things for children. Would you like to see?
You guys are sick.
How many children have left? Would you like to see?
Would you like to see?
Game over. Yeah.
Oh, there's a dude dressed in as a female.
Yeah, so that's definitely a Proud Boy shirt there, too.
Yeah.
So that's why they're saying you're
proud. Anti-feminist woman.
You know how many
you guys are sick. You guys are sick.
Found out that they have
fun.
I'm just having fun. Hear the mom say that? I'm just having fun.
I'm sure the pedophile is having fun.
There is no enjoying children being abused. So thank you. You can leave. Yeah, we're here to protect the children because you won't.
Oh,
the poor tranny can't read to the children.
Now that there's no kids in here, watch this video.
Hey, thank you.
Right there.
But he brings a rosary.
So now they're showing the librarian the video?
Right, and I'm going to cut to it here
like
in a second.
That's what you used to say.
Here in a second.
That is not what's happening.
That's the thing that's written in these kids.
Talks about children in this video.
I'm sorry, Natalie. Are we to believe you condone driving while intoxicated?
I never said I was a role model.
But what
here's
about
the kicker right here.
You? Do you have a message for them?
All the kids looking up for me can stop my...
Now they're showing it to the librarian. Same exact video.
Bring your kids.
All the kids looking up to me can suck my...
This is disgusting.
I mean, there's all kinds of sexual innuendo there.
It's horrible.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We've got concerned parent Rob Dew in studio with us. Rob, before we went to the last break, we were just showing this video on the screen. It's a deranged, perverted individual that if that man wants to do that in his own free time, I would not care. I would not notice. I would have nothing to do with it. But now that sexual, deviant, perverted man with all kinds of sexual innuendo and just direct sex references in the little music video now performs for children. They call it drag queen story time. And, you know, Rob, I think people are finally realizing how sick it is. The debate is, I mean...
Is it time to do good men and women have to stand up to put an end to this? Or do we just turn a blind eye and say, look, if these people want to groom and give their kids to pedophiles, I mean, I guess we let them do it.
Well, those are the two choices. But I choose to follow what these local heroes did and go in and stand up for their community and just say no. And I think what really triggered them was the video we saw. That video that drag queen performer put out where she mouths the words, hey, kids who follow me can suck my ding dong.
Right. And by the way, most of these drag queen performers, folks, you can go find pretty much very similar, if not exact same content.
I mean, we showed one time pulling a fake baby out of the oven like they were cooking a baby. You know, it's disgusting stuff. That's what goes on in their own private time, whatever. Don't go bring it around kids. Don't be showing up to kids. And I think this program's despicable. Now, here's what the head of the... I didn't even know there was an executive director of Drag Queen Story Hour, but there is. His name's Jonathan Hamlet. And he said, any attempt to criminalize our work is rooted in tired homophobic and transphobic hate and misinformation. We refuse to give in to politicians who are too bigoted and boring to comprehend our vision for the world in which every child can safely... can be safe fully expressing who they are.
So, you know, I don't think that's ever been a problem, Rob.
I don't think kids have a problem expressing themselves. I don't think they need drag queen performers to goad them into doing
what I think pedophiles doing. Getting access to kids, that's the problem. That's the shortages that they're trying to address.
That is the problem. And we have some examples. Drag queen flashes young kids at drag queen story hours. This is from the post-millennial. So we've seen that. And there's Kay Velasquez, I guess, killing a pedophile or beating up a pedophile.
Used to be a hero for doing that. Now the left is.
Now they want to attack him. So here's a drag queen performer flashing him. Here's another one. Second drag queen story hour reader in Houston exposed as convicted child sex offender. This is convicted. This isn't, they put something out on video. No, this is convicted of being a child sex offender. Houston Public Library admits child sex offender read to kids at drag queen story time. Judge who headed drag queen story hour sponsor arrested on child porn charges. Oh, okay. I'm starting to see a bit of a pattern going on here that these people who want to be around kids have these perversions in them, and then they make videos of it. So what are we supposed to think? Are we supposed to, that's nuance? That's not nuance. That's in your face. Oh, my ding dong.
Oh, there were two stories that I would follow up with here in Texas. One was with a drag queen that was getting access to kids called Ms. Kitty Litter. I didn't know this, but kitty litter is like a sexual phrase for, excuse me, folks, but eating butthole. Okay, I don't know what else. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, that's what it is, kitty litter.
We didn't even go to the Dallas one where they had the sign that said it's not going to lick itself, and they were having a drag queen performance for kids.
I mean, I'm not trying to be inappropriate, but it's like,
come on.
If I had a name, if I had a stage name of, you know, Long Boner and said, oh, I'm going to go perform for kids. Look, Long Boner for kids. I mean, that's Ms. Keeler. There was another one that I was following up with, and Mass Resistance Texas just broke this recently. One of the more recent drag queen story time for kids speakers, 11 priors, including one for sodomy crimes against nature.
Wow.
Do you even want to guess what that is?
It could be a tree. It could be a cow. It could be a dog. I don't know.
But that was one of the 11 charges, reading for kids, drag queen story time.
You can't have this going on. They have these things in place. I saw a graph the other day, too. They showed sexual abuse in schools from teachers, and the number's way up here per year of incidents. And then they show the Catholic Church, and it's like 210, but it's like thousands in the public schools.
And
there's a problem going on. And you look at some of these libs of TikTok videos, and you understand why.
And they think that's some sort of like own, where they're like, oh, really? But the Catholic Church has pedophiles. Yeah, we're against that, too. Like, yeah, what are you talking about? Everybody's against that.
Exactly. But what's going on, it's not just at these drag queen story times. It's going in on the universities. Here's ODU professor placed on administrative leave after comments on pedophilia, said to use the term minor attracted person instead of pedophile. So we're going to say it's okay, essentially, that this person likes kids. He's a minor attracted person.
Yeah, MAPS is what they call him. And this, it kind of brought me back to that. I'm not convinced. It just made me think. But remember the WikiLeaks emails, the Democrat WikiLeaks emails, Podesta and others, where they talked about MAPS, pizza-related MAPS and almond MAPS and stuff like that. We all thought it was like actually like a map. You like find
an
area.
Party.
Yeah. Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was a different
minor
map. I don't know.
Person.
We never got any answers or investigations into that.
We see this professor was doing this. Here's another one. Queer ethics professor calls for pedophilia to be destigmatized and taught in schools. Destigmatized and taught in schools. Pedophilia. Furious 4-year-old encouraged to touch naked man at art exhibition. There's the queer ethics professor again, but here's the other one.
Now, is that the one where he's bending over?
No. I almost
can't even believe that one.
That one that I saw, I did a reverse image search. I can't even find where it is. But here, from where it is, I think they're trying to erase that image. But we're going to show that later, and it's truly disturbing. But here's a professor from New York. This is a video. It's a mistake to think pedophilia is wrong. This is a professor, a paid professor in New York, is stating this on video publicly for the world to see. So this is clip number 4.
Imagine that an adult male wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl. Imagine that she's a willing participant. A very standard, very widely held view that there's something deeply wrong about this, and it's wrong independent of it being criminalized. It's not obvious to me that it is, in fact, wrong. I think this is a mistake, and I think that exploring why it's a mistake will tell us not only things about adult-child sex and statutory rape, but also about fundamental principles of morality.
That is so disgusting. I can't even believe it.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, remember the gay men's choir that was saying, we're coming for your children, we're coming for your children? We saw videos of the drag queen performer in the city council meeting said, we have an agenda, we're coming for you. It's about grooming the next generation, I think is what he said. Those are the exact words. Well, so they got death threats after they put out a video saying, we're coming for your children, we're coming for your children. People didn't like that. Oh, we can't be against this. Then we have to just accept this of them saying we're coming for your children. And then they admit and they go, oh, the song is tongue in cheek and satirical. But we do have a gay agenda. They admit they do have a gay agenda. And they're saying, oh, it's just to make them tolerant, just to make these kids tolerant. I don't know what world this is where in order to show this tolerance, you have to let your kids go up to these drag queen performers and roll on them. And
it's a sacrifice. It's like a sacrifice to Moloch.
It is. And they think, oh, I'm going to sacrifice my kids on the altar of tolerance. That's really what's going on. And it's truly, truly disgusting. And shame on these parents for doing this. Shame on these schools for letting these teachers still work. I mean,
that's total
it's
insanity.
It's a slope that goes straight into hell.
It's a mad world. It's a mad world. I can't believe it's going on.
I can't believe it either. And then you have this kind of ties in with the Proud Boys being the domestic terrorists in Canada. Well, Greg Stube put out he's a congressman representative. He said, hey, Secretary Mayorkas and AG Garland found some domestic terrorists for you. And it's a D.C. call to action, Night of Rage. And it says on there, you said you'd riot, hit the streets. So who are these people? Are they being investigated? They're calling for a riot over the Roe versus Wade decision. But are we going to see any investigation? Are we going to see any arrest? No, we're not going to see anything because they're allowed to do this.
No, there's a group.
Some groups are allowed to go and touch kids and do these types of things and riot. And some people, if they go stop it, they're getting investigated for a hate crime.
Remember, they would share that picture of Donald Trump with Ivanka on his lap.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd say, look how inappropriate. Look how perverted.
Right.
Okay, maybe, I probably wouldn't take a picture like that. But
let me show you something that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, let's look at this. This is at a museum, and I can't even, this thing has been excised off the internet.
Someone I can't even believe this.
After this video went up, they're like, this is so vile. This is a young kid painting a man's butt, and this is going on somewhere in America. I did a reverse image search. I couldn't find any matches for it. But this is the disgustingness that's going on. And if you think this is okay, and obviously there's adults here that think this is cool, and there's other kids watching, oh, look, he's touching the man's butt with a paintbrush. This is wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. I can't even describe to you how wrong this is and how you're damaging these children. And it's child abuse at the 100th level. It's totally sick.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
In studio with us for another segment. We pretty much covered all the latest drag queen story stuff that you need to see, but the story itself goes on. What's weird about this, Rob, is that whether it's Savannah Hernandez or Libs of TikTok, they don't want people seeing what they're doing.
Right.
I mean, they're the ones doing these drag queen shows. They're the ones doing these things for kids. They're the ones uploading the videos to the internet.
They're covering the windows of paper.
All Savannah does is report on it. Yeah. All Libs of TikTok does is share it. There's no original content there. It's just sharing their content, and then they get banned. It's almost like they know what they're doing is wrong.
Right. And by banning people and censoring people, they're admitting that what you're doing is wrong by showing it to people. And they don't want that. So Savannah put out a video last night, said, learn why this journalist is being banned from Twitter. Two of the videos that she was banned from Twitter for were, one, she interviews the swimmer who competed against Leah Thomas, competing against a man, a woman competing against a man in swimming, and she doesn't win. Oh, what a surprise. And then the third video just happened last weekend, I guess, at a gay pride event. This naked, I'm pretty sure it's a man with boobs, or maybe it's a female boobs, I can't really tell, exposes her butt to a crowd and shakes it, twerks for it, and there's kids everywhere. It's totally disgusting. That's
a picture right there. This is, by the way, this police officer, I feel so bad for this police officer.
Yeah.
That police officer should have arrested that thing right on site and probably given it, fed it a little pavement, too. I mean, that's assault. You go up to somebody, you rub your ass on them, that is assault.
It's disgusting. So I kind of want to end with it. This is where it's all going. Censorship if you speak out against this. Hate crime if you speak out against this. It's all coming down. So we all have to decide that we're not going to stand for this stuff and all stand up together, or we're all going to fall individually. So here's Savannah's video. Learn why this journalist was banned from Twitter.
My name is Savannah Hernandez, and I have been baselessly banned from Twitter 3 times after breaking national news. In 2020, when I was a 23-year-old journalist with a Twitter following of 122K, former President Donald Trump retweeted my footage of Americans peacefully singing the national anthem. That retweet resulted in almost 10 million views, and 1 week later, my entire account, which had never had any prior suspensions or warnings, was permanently deleted. Twitter didn't immediately tell me why my account was suspended, and 1 month later, they finally emailed saying that I had broken their rule on ban evasion. However, this was my only account. I have a podcast, so I decided in 2020 to start a Twitter account for my show. I then, of course, began using the account to document my on-the-ground reporting. During the 2022 NCAA Women's Swimming Championships, I interviewed the one athlete that was willing to speak out against Leah Thomas, the transgender athlete that was competing. This interview went viral, garnering almost 3 million views and made Tucker Carlson's show. 2 days later, the account was suspended for yet again ban evasion. I decided to make another account since the original excuse of ban evasion was baseless and no one at Twitter has responded to any of my requests for an appeal. This morning, my third account was deleted once again after 3 separate videos I put out this past week made national news. I went out and I asked Black Americans if the economy was really doing as well as Joe Biden has been saying. I then went to DC Pride and captured a nude trans person twerking in front of kids. Finally, I interviewed members of the Pride community regarding their pronouns. Across Twitter, these clips were seen over 4 million times, and when I woke up this morning, my account was once again suspended. This is the third time that Twitter has silenced me for breaking national news and countering what the mainstream media and government are reporting to us. I'm an independent reporter that has been on the ground to cover events such as the BLM riots of 2020, the Texas border crisis, the San Francisco fentanyl crisis, homelessness in downtown LA, and even January 6th. My only goal has been to highlight the issues, voices, and on-the-ground coverage the mainstream media continues to silence and cover up, and for that, I have been censored, targeted, and effectively deleted from history. So please help me spread this message, because 2 years, multiple breaking news stories, and 3 Twitter accounts later, I still have never received an answer as to why I was and continue to be baselessly banned on Twitter's platform.
And, of course, we give Savannah Hernandez a platform at Band.Video. That's why InfoWars is so important, so that we can give a platform to other people. But, Rob, here's what I take away from this. They want to be able to abuse children. They just don't want you to know about it.
Right. They don't want regular people out there to see what's going on. And so they hide it behind closed doors. They hide it behind papered windows. They hide it under the guise of tolerance. And if you don't agree with it, then you're the bad person all of a sudden. And there's no debate about whether it's good or not for the community. They just do it. The library just goes, we're going to do this because libraries are probably run more often than not by liberal left-leaning people. And they, you want to be tolerant, right? Let's have these people come in. They don't do any background checks. They admit it. They don't do it. And so they let these people come in who want to get near kids. And there's a reason why they want to get near kids. And I think we've documented it many times over throughout the years.
Yeah, and you can see in some of the videos that we've played just over the years, yeah, they invite the kids. They crawl on them. They rub their bellies. They tell them to shake their butts and bend over and all this weird stuff. I mean, it's totally sick stuff. I mean, that's why it's just total Twilight Zone to me. It's like, how is this even going on? And then how are you the bad guy if you say it shouldn't be? What Twilight Zone episode am I in?
I have no idea. I have no idea how it got this bad, but since, I guess, Drag Queen Story Hour started in 2015, so 7 years. There you go. We all need a little bleach our eyes after these this hour.
Yikes. Here's some more of it. We'll put a bow on this now, if you can, a nice gay bow. Pride and Sanity. Mom forces unwilling child to watch gay festivities as he recoils in horror. I'm seeing a lot of that, by the way. And the other thing that I've noticed, too, Rob, is when you're watching footage of these, these gay parades that have now just turned into sexual deviant parades. It's gone from gay pride parade to sexual deviant parade. I noticed that the kids that are in the parade aren't smiling, aren't happy, don't look like they're having fun. The kids that are in the audience aren't happy, are fighting with their parents.
Their parents are pushing.
Yeah. Like, you remember, I remember some of the things that I used to do as a kid. We might have a 4th of July parade, and we'd have puppies, and maybe blow bubbles, and they'd throw candy, and there'd be hula hoops and sparklers. All the kids had fun. We'd have local fairs with maybe little carnival rides and carnival games, and guess what? The kids had fun. I don't see any kids having fun at this stuff. And they say, oh, it's for kids. No, it's not. It's for you. Yeah. It's for you, sexual deviants.
It's for you so you can get close to kids and touch them and rub and desensitize them to this type of stuff. And then they go, oh, I want to be like an adult, so I'm going to repeat it. Then you got people like Desmond is Amazing running around in strip clubs getting tips. And there's a kid who doesn't want to watch it. He's like, leave me alone. I don't like this. The kid's having a natural reaction to, hey, this is adult stuff. Kids don't need to be around this.
I don't want to see this crap. I have an instinct not to want to see this crap.
No, it's ridiculous. And there's a picture, too, of a young boy going, ew, and it's all over the internet. And there's like this old, wrinkly old man who's butt naked in front of him going, yeah, look at my ding dong. It's just, it's disgusting. We don't need to be doing this to our children. We need to stop it. We need to speak out against it. And don't let it happen in your school. When it's happening in your school, don't just pull your kids out. Get some other parents and say, hey, do we want this going on? Panda Dulce. Panda is a nickname for little kids who have been, they have black eyes. And there's a reason from that. And it's kind of too disgusting to even talk about on this show.
No, really, it's so sordid. It's just,
it's really bad. So This whole drag queen performance thing where a group of men outed what was going on at this library, and they're being called hate criminals. It's not going to end there. There's that image I'm talking about. It's like, give me some more bleach, man.
And by the way,
holy crap.
I mean, seriously, let's say you had a bunch of strippers, male and female strippers, doing parades, heterosexual pride parades, and they were running around half naked, grinding on each other, dry humping the air, dry humping the ground. Of course that would be inappropriate for kids.
Yeah,
of course
exactly.
That's not happening. It's ridiculous. All right, but there's more abuse to this, Rob, actually. There's another side of the abuse here. Study contradicts transgender narrative, suggests puberty blockers spike youth suicide. They say, oh, no, it's good for the kids. No, it's not at all. It's bad for them. New Heritage Foundation study, youth suicide rates are significantly higher in states where puberty blockers, trans drugs are accessible for children. And then there was another censorship of an account on Twitter. A 35-year-old detransitioned European man named Richie, who did a breakdown of his own transition, detransition. No one told me any of what I'm going to tell you now. It was a long thread on Twitter. Detransition man shares grim details of trans surgeries. A lot of stuff in there I didn't even know about. And it's horrific, sad stuff that they promote this lifestyle to kids that's so degenerative and unhealthy.
Let kids be kids. Let's let them be kids. They don't
let
need
them
to
play
grow
in the
up.
Park and play ball and climb on jungle gyms.
There's a time when kids need to grow up, and that's when they're young adults. These are young kids, and they're putting them into a process where they're being groomed without a doubt to accept grown men in makeup touching them. That's where it is, and it's going to get worse from there. And if you don't speak out against it, your kids are going to be next. So you've been warned. I hate to do this, but it needs to be said. It needs to be shown. People need to know what's really going on. And so you're informed when they go, oh, we're just having fun. No, they're not having fun. That's not fun. That's degenerate.
And by the way, it's well known as a characteristic of potential serial killers that they'll abuse and torture animals, just like the Uvalde shooter was killing cats.
Right.
This is the same thing for sex, folks. If they can get kids to be desensitized and programmed into this sexual deviancy at a young age, they'll be more inclined to be deviants and perverts at the next age, so that the rest of these freaks will feel like they're just blending in as they're grooming the next generation of degenerate perverts.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.